Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mother's Bathroom Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcast and join me for the story behind the song.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Tour set.
Borahe, Iconic Army.
Borahe.
Oh my god, let's talk about BTS being in Madrid. Specifically, let's talk about Taeyang. Like, they kicked off their Europe leg of the tour, and Taeyang is immediately pouring water into that fan's mouth?
Not okay.
Oh my god.
I was freaking out about this. I think this is, like, delusional fans, like, all of their imagination, everything, like, fake scenarios coming true. Like, can you imagine being that fan?
No.
And he comes over. What I love is that not only does he have the bottle of water in his hand, but before he gets to the fan, he, like, signs for her to, like, open her mouth, basically. Like, he's gesturing, hey, open your mouth. And she does. And he goes and pours the water in her mouth. I could not believe it. Like, it truly, I told Kayla this, it goes beyond what I could handle as a fan. Like, I would not be able
in that moment
to function after that. Yeah, like,
I don't even know, like, if, like, your brain would process, like, if he's, like, motioning to open your mouth, like, you'd just be so, like, starstruck. I don't even think that. I remember right after you sent me that video, I texted you. I was like, if this were you, you would never drink water again. Like, that would be the last water you ever consume in your life.
I would black out for the remainder of the concert, too. Like, I don't think I could remember anything after that. Because I would just be replaying that over and over and over.
Fully unable to recover. I mean,
crazy.
That was honestly, like, beginning of just how crazy BTS are being in Europe right now. Like, it has been so fun to watch and to see and to fangirl over from afar.
Absolutely. So, all the FOMO.
Seriously. Yeah, it's almost hard to watch because of the FOMO.
Yeah. They're delivering some excellent concerts over there.
They are. And that's what we're going to talk a lot about today. So excited to get into it with you all. Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
All right, today we're going to hang out for about an hour, and we're going to be talking about all of their stops in Europe so far. We'll talk briefly about Paris because it hasn't happened yet. And then we're going to talk a little bit about some of these promos going out about Normal.
Yeah.
We're kind of expecting a little bit more for Normal. And then also just a little bit about the FIFA World Cup and how BTS are going to be performing at the halftime.
Yes. We're super excited to get into it. Even though this episode is going to be a little short and sweet, we're still super grateful that you're tuning in. And just want to say thank you, Iconics, for being here and for all of your support. If you'd like to support us even further, you can consider joining us on Patreon at patreon.com/standingBTS.
Yes. Thank you for being here, for all of your support, and of course, for listening. So, as of recording right now, BTS are in Munich, and we just have to talk about these jerseys or kits, I guess that's what they're called, but the FC Bayern Munich, they created and sold custom BTS jerseys that immediately sold out. I am not surprised by that at all. These are so cool. They're red, and on the back is just the number 7 for all of them. And it says FC Bayern, and then RM, Suga, J-Hope, Jim and Jungkook, V, Jin. They all have their own kit. And it's just so, so cool. Like, whoever got these, like, truly, like, these are going to be worth so much down the road,
gosh,
I'm sure.
Seriously.
Like, they're so special, very cool, very timely for the World Cup going on right now. So Taeyang actually just recently wore the full kit, like, jersey, shorts, and socks all to their last night in Munich, which was really, really cool.
He looks so good. Yeah.
He looks so good.
Whoever at FC Bayern Munich that had the idea to do this collab is a freaking marketing genius. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like their regular kit, but it's also perfect because red is the Arirang color. And on top of that, BTS are performing at that stadium where that team plays. Like, it is just so freaking smart. And not to mention, like, it is, like, the most popular team in Germany, I think. I don't know. I could be wrong. That's just what Jeremy said. Okay. I trust him on soccer stuff. But
I trust him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just cool that they personalized it with the 7 and then with each member's name underneath. So, like, not only is it's also already a thing in the fandom to get the members' jerseys at the concerts as the special merch. So this is like an additional jersey that you can collect. Like, I just thought that this was genius. And then it was like simultaneously super hot and also hilarious and very Taeyang to wear the full kit, like down to the socks, really struck me, you know, on stage. Yeah.
Committed to it.
Yeah. Like, the members are all performing Come Over, you know, in like their more casual concert outfits, and Taeyang standing there in this full bright red kit is just hilarious, and I love it, and I love him.
It's very him to do that.
Super him.
Yeah. And Kayla, you've been talking about how he just looks incredible in red, which is very true.
He does.
So,
he really does.
Getting this full red outfit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He looks stunning.
He does look stunning. Speaking of all these jerseys, while BTS was in Madrid, their first stop in Europe, Yoongi going incredibly viral for wearing...
Oh, he went viral.
Oh, my God. He was wearing the Atletico Madrid kit, and... oh, he looks so fucking good. Like, why does he look so buff? Why is this man constantly posting on Instagram about how much he's running, like running 10Ks? All of his, first of all, he has the best Instagram posts of any of the members right now. Like, he's really living it up on this tour, like getting that time out in nature, that time to himself. Mm-hmm. But he's going on these runs. How is he getting more buff? Like, his chest in this jersey, his arms in that jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Bethany, you pointed out, talking about him here, it's the full forehead exposed, the hair pushed back.
The full forehead, yes. Yeah, okay, going back to just, like, the fact that he's been running 10Ks, like, he's been running all the time, but all of a sudden, we're also getting buff, like, I don't understand, like, he must be really putting in the time, because, dang, this jersey is just so, like, it fits him well, but, like, his chest looks like it's just, like, pressing into it, you know?
Yes, it's filled out.
You really see it, it is filled out, and then his neck is exposed, his forehead is exposed,
the jawline.
Like, Yeah, it's, yeah, the forehead, though. The hair really is, like, throwing me through a loop. Like, he looks so good.
I almost can't look at these pictures. Like, it's just, he's too handsome. And, like, oh, my God, like.
And he's full gloss, too.
Full gloss.
Like, he's just, like, shining, radiant.
This is why we always get
I'm getting flashbacks.
Literally. We just get wrecked and destroyed by Min Yoongi because he's just perfection. I'm seeing all of these clips of him, like, in Munich where, like, the other members are, like, for example, J-Hope, like, going hard with his dance. And then Yoongi's just, like, over to the side, like, bopping around.
Being cute.
But so cute and just, like, so him. And he's everything. So... yeah, obsessed.
One of these screenshots, Kayla, it must be from like
it's from TikTok,
a TikTok reel. Yeah, the just one little choke.
Yeah, someone has like a caption over it, like just choke me, like literally kill
just
me,
thirsting over him. Ugh, yeah,
literally all of us. He looks so good. Also, while we're on the topic of Madrid and what they're wearing in Madrid, this is where BTS debuted some new concert outfits that they weren't wearing on their first leg in the U.S. Fucking J-Hope.
Oh yeah,
he is wearing this like black leather fucking trench coat with sunglasses like he's right out of the Matrix, but like the super hot version, because on top of that he has like a very deep V. It's like a button-down shirt completely unbuttoned until just the navel,
unbuttoned.
Like chest out. You can see his pecs, you can see his abs, like muscles, and then he's like hip thrusting, and oh my god, like
it's the extremely defined pecs that I'm like, damn. It literally, like, the last two buttons of that shirt are buttoned, and that's it. This trench coat, the sunglasses, like, it really does look like he stepped out of the Matrix. But yeah, he looks so hot. All of their outfits for the European leg have been so incredible. Like, I just can't get over how hot they all look. They all look dangerous. Like, I feel like they're just, like, ultra sexy in Europe. Like, there's something in the European air that is just making them...
Oh my gosh.
They're just, it's too much to handle, the sexiness.
Honestly, like, we've already said that we have such extreme FOMO, but we were talking about this yesterday. It's just, like... right when we left the concert in Tampa, we're like, we need another one. Like, too bad we literally cannot fit another one of their North American tour dates into our schedule, you know? Mm-hmm. Because with every other BTS concert we went to, we've been like, that was phenomenal. That was incredible. That was the best concert of our lives. But we felt like so fulfilled by it. We're okay with not going to another tour stop. This is the first tour that we're like, why didn't we buy more tickets? Like,
we should have kept going.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like seeing them in Europe,
Arlington?
It's like Arlington. What dates? What dates are they in Arlington?
I don't know. Sometime in August.
Well, it's, as long as it's before the school year,
mid to late August.
Because I know why we can't go to Chicago, because like that's literally the first week of school, and there's no way I could take off. But
yeah,
I don't even care if we're in like the nosebleeds. Like,
I do not care.
I would see them a million times with this tour. It's so phenomenal. Yeah, they've been absolutely knocking out of the park with the surprise songs in Europe too, so let's talk about those.
Yeah, so in Madrid on day one, the surprise songs were Airplane Part 2 and Wings, which are just both kind of deep cuts, especially outro Wings. Like, how special to get that. And then day two, they got Microcosmos and Best of Me, which I would have been so in my feels at that concert with ending with Microcosmos and Best of Me.
Seriously. Oh,
I would be like on cloud nine, just like euphoric, like serendipitous.
Yes.
This is it. Yeah.
Best of Me is one of those songs too. Like, you just have to hear the title and instantly you can hear it in your head. It's like stuck in your head. Mm-hmm. You know, it's such an incredible song. They love performing it. They have such a great time. And like Microcosmos with all of ARMY there, just like, that's a beautiful song to hear live. Their next stop was in Brussels in Belgium. And on day one, they did freaking Tomorrow. Hello. Boy with Love. And then on day two, they did On and For Youth from their Proof album. So two like Proof songs. I think that's pretty iconic to perform those both on day two.
Yeah, For Youth was really a shocking one. Like, I am not gonna lie, I forgot about that song a little bit.
Yeah.
And we had to go back and listen to it. I was like, oh yeah, like, oh wow, like I would not have thought that that would be a surprise song, but what a blessing.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, anyone who gets Tomorrow, I'm immediately jealous. Like,
completely.
You know, it's that meme of like, I'm so happy for you, but you're like actually like really angry. Like, you just.
It's the meme of like emotion. It's the meme of the guy who's like angry crying, but like he's wearing a mask that's like a happy face in front. Yeah. That's what it is.
That's it. Yeah. And then we have to talk a little bit about London here, because they performed in London after 7 years. And the last time that they performed there was at Wembley Stadium in 2019. So huge moment for England and European fans. This time they were at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. I hope I pronounced that right. And just a huge moment for all of the fans in England.
Yeah.
For day one, the surprise song was Life Goes On and then Dionysus, which those two are so, they're polar opposite, mm-hmm. man. Like, I can't imagine hearing Life Goes On and then just like boom into Dionysus.
Back to back.
Although I don't know which way they went with it, but like that's like a, yeah, whiplash.
Total
right
vibe
there.
Shift. Yeah.
Yes. And then day two, they got Save Me and Epilogue, Young Forever. And I saw this video of Jimin, Kayla, I told you about it, that was kind of going viral, where during Epilogue, Young Forever, there was a fan that was crying and he took like both his fingers over his eyes and just like ran them down his cheeks, like just kind of like not making fun of her, but kind
but
of
like he kind of
like,
was
oh, so sad. Like, so sad, you crying.
He was like, I saw that TikTok and like the one of the top comments was like, girl, he did not care. Like, it was so funny. He was just like, aw.
Yeah.
His reaction to that was so funny. But it just,
if it was you and I, Kayla, like,
we'd be sobbing.
We would be sobbing.
We literally,
we would be sobbing.
I was just gonna say,
we'd be freaking out.
How many times have we cried at a BTS concert? We freaking almost cried during Hooligan when they came out in Tampa. We both turned to each other like, why do we want to cry right now? But like, literally, we also had like a running thread
I
on
love
our
that
Twitter.
That feeling was mutual, though.
No, seriously, I was trying to fight it back for like 45 seconds before I turned to you and said that.
yeah.
We used to like always take a picture at the end of the concerts where we were literally freshly sobbing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, relatable. Yeah. I don't blame any ARMY who's crying at a concert. How could you go to a BTS concert and not cry? I just thought his reaction
was
hilarious.
I sobbed during Into the Sun. Ugh. Like, that was... I wrapped my hand around you. I wrapped my hand around Britney.
And we were just like, swaying. Sway. Yeah. That was a beautiful moment.
Oh my gosh.
Really Into the Sun. I'm going to play it at my wedding.
Oh, you should.
Isn't Into the Sun such a great song for that?
Yes, yeah. It is. Gorgeous.
Love. And then let's see. So after they went to London, that's when they went to Munich afterwards. And day one, they did Bapse and Pied Piper. So they got Pied Piper also. We don't have to be jealous because we got it in Tampa. But Bapse, iconic, fucking incredible.
Bapse and Pied Piper, like,
it's crazy.
That crowd had to be feral.
Insane.
Like, how do you get Bepsay hip thrusts and like sexy serenading
Pied Piper?
Like, dang.
Oh my god.
Okay, like,
I just will never forget during Pied Piper, during Jungkook's part, and he was right over by us, like, singing his mm-hmm. beautiful siren song.
mm-hmm.
Never, ever forget. This is really cool that they performed to me, like, Bapse, by the way, because we talked about that last time they were in London was in 2019. They hadn't been to Germany since 2018 for the Love Yourself tour. That's the first tour that we saw BTS on, and we saw them about a month prior in Fort Worth, and then they mm-hmm. went to Europe after that. And you know, so last time they were in Germany was 2018. It's such a long time ago.
Man, Germany really waited so long.
So long.
I feel like a lot of these European stops, they all waited a long time.
Yeah, I agree. Especially because think about like after, you know, the Map of the Soul 7, Map of the Soul tour being canceled, when BTS did mm-hmm. do a few concerts like post COVID, it was just in the States. States. It was LA, Las Vegas. And so a lot of European mm-hmm. fans weren't able to either get tickets or travel to that. So yes, these fans waited so long. So yeah. You know, BTS are having an incredible time being there again with them, being mm-hmm. able to perform for them, see them again. I'm just sure that it means a lot that they still have such fans over there after all this time, and for the fans to be able to like experience BTS again after all these years. Night two of Munich, they performed Louder Than Bombs for the first time ever. Louder Than Bombs has never been performed. Ever. And mm-hmm. then they performed Blood, Sweat, and Tears, which is just fucking incredible.
The clips of that. Yeah. Oh, I wish Blood, Sweat, and Tears was on the set list. That's one of those iconic
BTS songs.
Will stand the test of time. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like when you think like 50 years down the road and you think of BTS, you'll think of Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just one of the best songs.
Definitely one of their top 10.
Huge moment for Louder Than Bombs mm-hmm. because that has been a like deep cut fan favorite for a lot of ARMY, and it finally got performed.
Yeah. I think that's so, so amazing. And how special to like save it for their German fans that they have not seen in 8 years, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, those fans deserve that so much. They deserved Pipe Piper. They deserve Bepsé and Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Like, the thing is, too, when BTS were touring there the last time, Bepsé was on the regular rotation, you know? So, like, mm-hmm. they gave them a song that they were like, we know you love this song. We know that it's been eight right. years since you've heard this song in concert. Like, I love that they did that for them. Same thing with Blood, Sweat, and Tears, you know?
Blood, Sweat, and Tears, yeah. Yeah. I didn't think about that. They probably performed those songs back in 2018 yeah. during the Love Yourself concert there.
Ugh,
wow.
So amazing.
So, so amazing. So they are headed to Paris next. That'll be on July 16th and July 17th. Super excited for all of the fans there. And I can't wait to see more of what surprise songs they're going to be performing, what crazy moments they're going to have on stage with each other, outfits, etc. So just love getting to see everything that's happening over in Europe.
Yeah.
And just this tour, it's been so fun. It's really been so fun.
It's been a blast. And we love that they're continuing it. And then shortly after Paris, they're zipping mm-hmm. right back to the U.S. for a huge event.
Yeah, they're going to come back to the U.S. because BTS are performing at the FIFA World Cup Finals next week, which is crazy.
Hell yeah.
I'm so excited. Like, all of the American ARMY, I'm sure, and also like just North America in general, because of the FIFA World Cup being hosted here, especially like Kansas City. Hello, like, it's in our city.
Yeah.
It's been so prominent. It's been everywhere. So we, I think, have been more invested in the World Cup than we ever have been, at least you and I, Kayla.
Yeah.
And so the fact that BTS are going to be performing at the halftime show is so cool. That's going to be on July 19th. They're performing at MetLife. I think there's a couple other people like Justin Bieber, mm-hmm. Shakira,
Madonna, Gustavo
like
Dudamel. Oh yeah, is there?
Okay.
Oh yeah, it's curated. Like, the halftime show is curated by Chris Martin from Coldplay.
Oh,
ooh, he's a BTS fan.
I know. I just am really happy because I don't feel like we have anything more to prove of like BTS's talent mm-hmm. and popularity at this point.
No.
But the fact that they're performing in the States, where more US fans are like now more involved in the FIFA World Cup than ever,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to be seeing BTS at the halftime show. Like, I just, again, like, I don't need that extra validation of their importance mm-hmm. and talent and how incredible they are, but it just goes to show that they are like truly the biggest band in the world.
Yes. Yeah. I'm so excited for this lineup of people headlining the show. Like, I think Shakira obviously, I feel like Shakira does like every other World Cup. She is just like synonymous with World Cup halftime show music. Her song was like the World Cup song this year that they debuted to open the World Cup, just like Jungkook's Dreamers was in 2022 for the World Cup in Dubai. I love that like Madonna's performing, because this is the North American World Cup. So we have like an American artist, Madonna. We have a Canadian artist, Justin Bieber. The other guy who's on the list, Gustavo Dudamel, he's not a Mexican artist, which I thought he might be before looking him up, just because we have like the American, North, Canadian, you know, and we have the North America. But he is the conductor of the Philharmonic Orchestra in LA, and he's Venezuelan. So bringing that musical element into it, like a Philharmonic Orchestra conductor into the halftime show, like we're going to have some really beautiful music and like blends of different styles. Like we're gonna get like the pop from Madonna, BTS, and Justin Bieber honestly all have great pop music, you know. Shakira is just so iconic. I just think that it's so cool too that Shakira and Jungkook are the only people on the list now to perform at the World Cup more than once. That's fucking iconic. I just think that's so special for Jungkook. I really wonder what BTS are going to perform. Seriously, what an honor. But I have no idea what they'll perform.
I have no idea what they're going to perform. Like, are they going to go all out with Hooligan? Like, right off the bat?
Right,
you know? Like, really just
I feel like they have to be performing stuff from Arirang, because it's like, hello, you know? So I'm really curious. They probably had BTS also because they expected the South Korea team to go further. They got out much earlier in the World Cup than like what was expected from their team. So, you know, they were probably thinking that like maybe they wouldn't be in the finals, but they would have been like in the last round before the finals or something. But yeah, I'm really curious to see what they end up doing. And now that we know it's curated by Chris Martin, too, I think that's good news for BTS.
I can't wait to watch it. I'm for sure gonna watch it.
Oh yeah, we're going to like a watch party, and like our friends invited us, and I was like, as long as you know, actually before I could even say anything, Jeremy was like, we can come as long as you know that we need to have the halftime show at full volume, and like we will be watching BTS. And I was like, yes, as long as you guys are ready for my crazy when BTS are on the stage, like so I'm excited for it.
Absolutely. Yay. I don't think we're going to like a watch party or anything.
But, yeah, but you'll watch it. You know, yeah.
I'll be tuning in for sure.
World Cup finals, man. It was really cool that some of them were hosted in KC. It's awesome. Well, maybe one of the songs that BTS will perform there is Normal, because they are teasing Normal right now, heavy on their social media and on Spotify. So this started with each member updating their Instagram bio to say Lamron in all caps, which of course is Normal backwards. And then BTS's official Instagram posted an image with the caption Lamron, the real. And they also changed their profile picture to like Lamron Normal spelled backwards, and the image that they posted looks like film, like maybe film negatives of maybe potential shots of a music video or like a highlight reel type of situation, you know. But it's all of these different, like you can kind of zoom in and maybe see like Jungkook reflected in a mirror, or like RM laying on a bed, like very much giving Wings energy. We were wondering, like, why are they doing this backwards? Like, why Lamron, you know, and is it just them being cryptic? But then when they released this image, we were thinking about how usually film negatives are backwards or reversed, like left to right, and also inverted colors. So it would make sense that, like, okay, maybe these are, like, the film negatives from what they're actually going to end up releasing.
Yeah. And I love that theory, just because seeing the actual visual of these like films, you see Lamron spelt backwards, and like I could envision that film running through like a recorder and being able to see like how it would go from backwards to forwards. So yeah, except BTS isn't, but I digress. Like you can see how like it could potentially just be backwards because of them using these like film negatives to promote it. And so Another theory that we kind of came up with is just that because their lives are very much not normal, and that's what the song is about, that maybe the backwards normal represents how their quote on normal looks very different. Like, it's very backwards or very different from yeah. what other people's normal is.
Which so. I love that interpretation. I feel like that's mm-hmm. like, that's like the, you know, like what I first said is like the literal interpretation, but what you just said is mm-hmm. like where they want you to get with it, you know?
Yeah.
So
like you can make out that, yeah, like it's normal, but clearly it's
not.
Lamron, it's yeah. not normal.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we hope that we get a music video, but we are speculating that maybe we won't, and that it might be something more like the Love Yourself highlight reels, where they're like short films or short videos. We'll kind of see. But based on this film, it definitely looks like it could either be a photo shoot or a reel of some sort, mm-hmm. short video, or potentially music video too.
Yeah.
So we'll have to wait and see. There hasn't been any kind of formal announcement really about like a potential music video or anything like that. However, today, just today, Billboard announced that Normal is going to be the best radio single promoted from Arirang, and it's going to be entering into like circulation on the radio the week of July 27th. So maybe that's all that the promo is about, or they'll drop a music video for it around that time. We'll have to wait and see. But I'm very curious to hear Normal on the radio and see like how it takes off, like how it's received by just yeah. the general public, because it isn't the hit track, but now it's being released and pushed as a single. And yeah, like we hear Swim all the time on the radio now, mm-hmm. so I'll be very curious if it like people start picking up on it, because it is such a fantastic song. Like Kayla, it is one of your all-time favorite songs on the album.
Dude, yeah. So, when the album first came out, yeah. I was like, Normal gets me. I get her. It's incredible.
Uh-huh.
And honestly, I remember saying when the album first came out, I wonder if they will promote Normal on the radio because it's a fully English track. And yeah. I feel like they usually do push their full English tracks to the radio and promo that way. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of just like forgot about that because it's been months. But it makes sense mm-hmm. that they're kind of doing this secondary thing. It mm-hmm. also is very interesting timing. They're doing it as they are coming back to the States. That week yeah. is the week that they kick off their second leg of the North American tour, when they're going to be like in the Northeast. So it'll kind mm-hmm. of go along with now they're touring back here. They're going to have like hype for being on the tour, and this song will also be playing on the radio at the same time.
Wow.
And it's right after them being at the World Cup too. So
yeah.
they'll get more yeah. visibility at the World Cup. And yeah, that's why I was hoping.
When you put it that way, it seems very strategic.
I think it's super strategic. And I yeah. hope that they drop a music video, because then we can even promote it. Like, I feel like a music video is going to promote it even more than like a reel, you know?
Right, right.
But an artsy reel is always super fun to look at and kind of like tear apart. And maybe that mm-hmm. gets us back into like the Bangtan universe and all of their like alternate universe story. Like maybe yeah. they're gonna continue with it, because that merry-go-round music video was definitely referencing some of those things, it felt like, mm-hmm. and a little bit more out there and artsy. Yeah. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, based on just these negative films that we have that they released, it does look artsy. Like, mm-hmm. it's giving blood, sweat, and tears. It's giving fake love.
It does.
It's angsty already. Like, I can't get past this, like, Jungkook with, like, it looks like wet hair in the mirror. Of a bathroom.
Yes. It's reminding me yeah. of, like, Jimin, you know, during, like...
Yeah.
I don't know what song. The one that he's in the bathtub. Why can't I think of the name of it right uh-huh. now? Yeah. It's very much giving me like Wings, Blood, Sweat, and Tears type of vibe. Especially the one where it looks like Taeyong sitting at a table outside and there's a tree like all yeah. above him and surrounding him. And yeah.
Also, I just have to say, I need you. Just so. Like,
yes, I need
you. I think that's what you.
I think it is.
Or maybe Run. It's one of the two.
It's one of those.
Two are just like so interchangeable, but I'm pretty sure it's I Need You.
It's HROH. That's all that matters.
Going back to the BTS universe, like the one below Taeyong sitting at like the table outside underneath a tree, the one below that I'm pretty sure is Jin, and he's leaning against something and it looks like he's looking at a pocket watch.
Oh my God. It does look like he's looking at a pocket watch. What the fuck? So, time knows? Traveling BTS.
Time traveling BTS returns.
Goddamn.
Seven Fates Chaco.
Bring it back. That's what I'm like really hoping. Like, I want a music video so bad. I'm so fucking greedy, you know? Like, they've given us so much with this era, and I'm just like, more. Give me more. I need it.
Well, one last thing for the promos that are going on for Normal. On Spotify, they release links, and I think you have to go to Instagram. We kind of had a hard time figuring it out. It's linked in our doc, but on Instagram, you can click on their stories, and each member has their own, like, Normal Day Spotify playlist that when you go there, you can vote what song you want to listen to for that member on like a quote on Normal Day. So like on that playlist you get to select, and a lot of them are like the members' solo tracks, but there's like some BTS songs that are like more specific for that member. Like Jimin has Black Swan on his playlist. So you have to just pick what song you would listen to with that member on a normal day, which to me just makes me think of like which song makes you think
of that
is that member.
Yeah. Or like if you're hanging out with them, what do you want to hear with them, you know? It was honestly, I went through and voted earlier. You get one vote per day, and it ends on the 15th. It probably ends when this episode comes out, so there's just like a couple days to do it. But the votes are supposed to, quote, complete the playlist. Like, you're voting the last song onto the playlist, and tough choices, honestly, like for a lot of the members, because they just have such iconic songs on there. So I think that's a fun little promo for Normal to kind of continue. And the second time that they're like partnering, well, like the third time they're partnering with Spotify for Arirang promos.
And having this like fan engagement with voting.
Yeah.
And creating playlists and
Very interesting. But man, BTS, they're keeping us on our toes. They're getting their little bit of rest on the tour. We love it. We see it in their Instagram posts of, you know, getting little breaks, but we are not getting breaks from them because we just keep watching what they're doing. And we're so...
I love seeing them on my feed.
Me too.
Like, I just get a BTS, like, tour video on my TikTok
every
like,
day,
every couple scrolls. Yeah, and I'm like here for it.
Love it so much. And I love seeing everybody have an amazing time at their concert, and I'm just so happy for them. I'm so happy for BTS. I'm so excited to see them perform at the FIFA World Cup halftime show.
Me too.
We will have a full episode next week where we'll talk about that performance, because
absolutely,
how could we not? So we'll be back very soon. I know that this was a little bit of a shorter episode, but intentional, so that way we can really dive into the halftime show next week and talk about more things all BTS. We hope you guys enjoyed this little dive into what they've been doing in Europe, and also a little speculation on this Normal upcoming, whatever it is, at least radio promo. Of course, you can find links for all of the things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.